warning Americans to keep up the fight.
Weekly unemployment numbers come out at 8:30 Eastern. And an American who disappeared during an unauthorized CIA mission in Iran in 2007, Robert Levinson, is now presumed dead. America's listening to Fox News.
Spray. I hope this blows over by May. Where is that disinfectant spray? I'm gonna love you when the virus is contained. I don't wanna shove you, so keep 2 yards at all times between you and
I didn't write that, but I did send that idea, and they produced it.
Oh, cool.
So I'm kind of proud of that.
That's really nice. I didn't know they'd take requests like that.
Yeah. No, they're always looking for ideas.
They're out in Los Angeles?
One's in New York, one's in L.A.
I got you.
And they're pretty talented people. Sometimes a little bit too left for me, but oh well, you take what you get. 703.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and 2 nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Just clear as a bell and very nice out there this morning. We're in the upper 50s right now, but we are headed to a record high in the upper 80s. In fact, the record of 87 from 2007, you can say goodbye to that one. Sunshine will dominate today. Tonight's low 62. Tomorrow, if we get to 90 degrees, we've been talking about this, it will be one of the earliest times we've ever gotten to 90 in Montgomery. It's very rare this early. Last year it took till May 8th. The average date is June 12th. More sun tomorrow. Upper 80s Saturday. That'll be a record. The record is 87. Risk of scattered showers and thunderstorms perhaps Saturday night into Sunday morning as a front moves through. That front will be kind of falling apart by the time it gets to us. It'll be a severe weather producer in states west of us, but not here. But there is growing concern about a storm system about a week away, roughly next Tuesday, and that one needs to be watched for severe weather. Pollen count in the stupid high range through Saturday. Right now, this morning, clear skies, calm winds, it's 57, which is 13 degrees cooler than we were yesterday morning at this time at 7:05.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
It is 5 minutes after 7 o'clock. We've got good news coming up here in just a moment. And, before I start talking about our buddies at Don Duncan, poor Greta Thunberg.
How dare you?
States that had banned the use of plastic bags are now rescinding those bans because, and I posted the story last night. I've got evidence for everything.
What was their reasoning?
They banned plastic bags in stores because of global warming.
Right.
Or whatever they
Right.
Do.
But I mean, why are they allowing it again? Or,
because it's the only way to guarantee cleanliness, because the germiest thing you can bring into a grocery store
is one of those old bags.
One of those reusable bags. Yeah. They also, by the way, have plastic in them, so they're not quite as...
I'd say the germiest thing you can bring into a grocery store is cash.
That too.
Ooh, that's a good point.
But here's a story, and I remember
Give
this.
Give me yours.
Here's my crazy memory. I can't remember yesterday, but I remember there was a story about those reusable bags, and when I finally found it on our resource site, I remembered a story from 10 years ago.
Oh, really?
From the Arizona Republic, June 25th, 2010. Reusable bags may present health risk, which is why they're going to the plastic. And, well, that's probably why it's going to be hot here. So, by the way, Don Duncan, All-American Tire and Auto, doing their bit to help folks out through this.
They'll pick you up, won't they?
Yep. Free pickup and delivery. No charge for that. Whether you need something as basic as an oil change and service, or you need, you've had one of those lights come on the car that says this needs to be looked at or whatever. They have state-of-the-art diagnostics and master certified technicians at all their locations, and they make it so convenient. They come to your house, get the car, get it in, get it faxed and fixed, and bring it back to you. They cannot fax your automobile to another destination. This is one of the ways everybody's trying to pitch in and help out, and they've got three locations to help you. If you live in Prattville or Millbrook, the one on Highway 14 is offering that service. And also, if you need tires, wholesale pricing on all major name brand tires and extra special prices on Kelly and Goodyear right now because there's overstocks on those. On Bell Road, just north of Vaughan, and downtown at 408 Madison, and if you're just driving and you want to get your car checked in and out real quick, since so many government workers are home, not a lot of traffic, so you can get in and out of there very, very quickly. Don Duncan, I hate it when anybody does that, but that was me, and I really hate myself for the moment. There are three Don Duncan locations. Look them up on Facebook, Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto.
Good news, ladies and gentlemen.
Good news is good news, and the good news is...
I've got good news and good news.
Pretty good.
Put some good in your morning.
Good news, there's a monkey jumping on houses in the neighborhood.
The press likes to focus on the negative, but we're seeing time after time here and otherwhere, elsewhere, the good coming out of people. Cops in San Diego did a welfare check on a 95-year-old man who lives alone. He was running low on stops, so the cops went shopping for him and picked up Chinese food.
I love it.
Video going viral. Yeah. A dental group in Montana. How about this? A few years ago, they over-ordered. They made a mistake ordering face masks. Yeah. They ordered 1 million instead of 10,000. They had 700,000 left in storage, and now they're making all of them available to hospitals so they don't run out. Budweiser sports marketing budget this year was $5 million. They donated all of that money to the American Red Cross yesterday. Starbucks just announced they're giving all healthcare workers and first responders free coffee from now until May 3rd. Let's see. Tugboat sailed down the River Thames in London the other day, blasting the song Always Look on the Bright Side of Life by Monty Python. That's kind of cool. On the ingenious side, the head physician at a hospital in Italy figured how to turn full-face snorkeling masks into life-saving ventilators. And now the company that makes the snorkeling masks is making them for medical purposes. Good stuff going on out there if you just look for it. Kenny from Maxwell, here's one of our good guys.
Hey, hi. How are you?
Good morning, Greg, Rich, and Jay. How are you?
Good morning.
It is really beautiful out here and quiet at Maxwell.
Good deal.
Yeah.
I was going to tell you that I'm calling to give a shout out because you were just doing a Don Duncan commercial. So, mm-hmm. Of course, I used Clark's. I'm a Clark's Club member. I use Food Outlet a lot. I always tell them, you know, I'm a retired military. I can always go to the commissary, but it's very convenient. The prices are great. I go there usually early Saturday or Sunday morning. And they're very pleasant people, especially in the meat department. But we went to Don Duncan Saturday morning on the way to Food Outlet because my wife's right front tire in her Rogue had dropped from 35 to 26 for some reason. We didn't know why, and I pulled up. Well, they weren't open quite yet, and I looked at the tire, couldn't tell. So we went to Food Outlet, did our shopping, came back, and Mr. Duncan was there. He will not let me call him Mr. Duncan. Every time I call him Mr. Duncan, he says, Kenny, call me Don.
He's that kind of guy.
Yeah.
But, you know, he said, Kenny, pull the car right in. They took the tire off. They found what looked like a broken part of a drill bit or something that was in the tire. And they, you know, fixed it like in probably 15 minutes, everything. You know, we were back on our way. So, yeah, you know, awesome. I went up to him. I thanked him. And his son was there as well.
Oh, Mitch.
Mitch, yeah. You know.
Yeah, we talked. But, I mean, they're great people.
More than once, they've fixed my tire, and I go to pull out my wallet, and they said, no. And they're not doing it because of it's me. They're just like that.
Yes, they've done that for everybody I know. Did it for the Swami, of all people.
There you go.
Kenny, thanks so much for the call and the good props for Don Duncan. We got your local news at 7-Eleven, and then we're back with Random Facts, which, again, will be followed by a $10 Food Outlet Pop quiz.
From Alabama.
Alabama News Network. I'm Andrew James. The Alabama Department of Public Health has confirmed the first Alabama death related to the coronavirus. The Jackson County Commission says the patient was a part-time employee at the Jackson County Courthouse. Officials say the patient had underlying health problems and died at an out-of-state facility. Baptist health officials say they've tested 221 people across their three hospitals for coronavirus. This is in addition to the 368 tests that have been performed at the drive-thru clinics in Montgomery and Prattville. And an urgent search is underway for a missing child in Lee County. 4-year-old Evelyn Vady Sides was last seen in the 5,000 block of Lee County Road 66 yesterday. If you have any information, call the Lee County Sheriff's Office. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
If you want to save $1,000 on a new 15-SEER heating and AC unit,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
You'll always get honest advice and services to choose from to best fit your budget. If you want free service calls by getting on Chad's maintenance plan,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Chad's AC Direct can finance repairs and system replacements at 0% interest with approved credit. Chad's AC Direct will save you money. Call 264-6464. And like the girls say,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 9224.
Do you ever wonder why some companies have built such a solid quality brand while others struggle with their quality of service? It's simple. It's all about the company culture. If ownership takes quality care of their team members, then their sales, admin, and service techs take pride in treating their customers with exemplary service. This is what happens when you use Weedman of Greater Montgomery. Hi, this is Terry. Our local management and co-ownership team of twins, Grant and Kyle Falk, give you double the caring attitude towards you, the customer. Actually, our customers say it best. Linda A. says, we've used Weedman for 3 years. I would encourage anyone ready to change services and looking for a dependable lawn care service to give Weedman a try. Nicole S. gushes, Weedman saved my lawn. It was horrible after years of another company going through the motions. Now my yard looks as good as the neighbor's, who obsesses over his yard. Thanks, Nicole. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today for a free price quote. Lawn care companies are not all alike. Our caring culture sets us apart. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And now, a star is born. On March 26, 1948, the world welcomed little baby Steven Tyler. The future rocker came into the world in the same way he would eventually spend his life, screaming. Steven Tyler, a star is born.
And now,
here's Chase Scott with his big 10-inch edition of... I was going to say Tyler's shoes and sit down and enjoy, but I'm just...
knocking things over. Did you know, in Buddhism, an eon, or is it an aeon? A-E-O-N. How would you pronounce that?
I don't know.
An aeon?
Aeon.
Or an eon?
I don't know.
Anyway, it's a span of time.
Are eons getting larger?
Well, in Buddhism, they're very large. In Buddhism, an aeon or eon, whatever it is the amount of time it takes to completely erode a huge rock, very specific in the size, 16 by 16 by 16 miles in size.
Wow.
Miles?
Miles.
Wow.
Yeah. But I didn't tell you how to erode it yet.
Okay.
You erode the rock by brushing it with a silk cloth once every 100 years.
So an eon or an ion is a long time.
It's a very long time. It is a very long time.
I got you.
Did you know cats do not need to blink on a regular basis to keep their eyes lubricated? Unblinking eyes are actually an advantage for them when they hunt and stalk their prey. Cats will, however, squint their eyes This is usually a form of communication expressing affection and ease around another cat or a human.
Okay.
So if they start doing that, that just means they're, you know, they're affectionate.
I gotcha.
To you.
All right.
Who is the longest running group with an unchanged lineup in the entire history of pop music?
Wow, that's a good question. I know it's not Styx.
Styx!
No. What's the criterion for how many hits or?
No, just the entire popular music.
Rush.
It is not Rush.
I don't even have a.
It is a band that consists of three members.
Hall & Oates.
Brilliant.
Three members. Okay. ZZ Top.
That is correct.
Wow. How about that?
ZZ Top, the longest running group with an unchanged lineup in the entire history of popular music.
Thank you.
There's a Netflix documentary about them, actually.
I have not seen that.
I can't remember what the name of it is. It's pretty recent.
You ever seen them in concert?
I have never seen them in concert.
I saw them in New Orleans with Leonard Skinner and Jay Giles' band. Wow, they're amazing.
Did you know?
Yes.
There's a product that I fell victim to and still have fallen victim to. It's a snack, and it's called Garden Veggie Straws.
I think I've heard of those.
Yeah. It shows fresh vegetables on the bag. They're promoted as a healthy alternative to potato chips. But they're actually made of salt, starch, and tomato paste. They have less nutrition than actual potato chips. And the manufacturer, which has a history of false claims, is now being sued. The outcome of that court case was that the packaging for the snack is actually apparently not misleading, but it's still, it's that they fooled me. I thought, oh, these are veggie straws. These are made out of veggies. These will be good for me. And I can sometimes eat a whole bag. It's wrong. It's wrong. Did you know when the Grand Canyon divided the local squirrel population, they evolved into two different species?
Okay.
They were only separated by the Colorado River, and they remained extremely similar in appearance. However, they became so genetically incompatible that they could no longer interbreed with each other.
Huh.
They were the same squirrel, but they got split up because of the Colorado River.
That's amazing.
And became completely different.
How about that?
Did you know? During a 2000 Celebrity Edition episode of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, one person made it all the way to the million-dollar question. And somebody you're a fan of, Greg, Norm MacDonald.
Yeah.
He passed on it, though. He decided not to do the million-dollar question because he didn't want to take the risk. Even though the money's going to charity anyway.
Yeah.
But he didn't want to do that and lose all that he had made so far. But they did the whole thing where it's like, okay, fine, let's just play it regardless and see what happens. He was right. He would have won the million. Did you know there are only two organs with 64-inch pipes in the world?
Is that a width or a length?
I'm going to say length, maybe.
64-inch.
I'd have to look this one up here. Yeah.
I mean, 64-inch pipe. I've seen pipe organs with skyscraper pipes.
Well, then maybe it's... Yeah, I'm not exactly sure which way it means. But anyway, they're also known as stops, by the way, which is where we get the term pull out all the stops.
Yeah.
Wow.
Which is another random fact I've done previously. Anyway, the lowest note of these pipes has a frequency of 8 hertz, which humans can only feel. They can't hear.
Right.
I think I had that experience at Rich's house, watching Midway. Every time a plane went roaring by.
Guess what's arriving today? 1917. So maybe
Seth Spotlow saw that and loved it. He wanted
it's
to
a
think.
Great movie.
Yeah.
We have maybe Maybe this weekend. We'll see.
Did you know the YMCA gave Dr. Naismith 2 weeks to invent what would become basketball in 1891? In order to have an indoor athletic distraction to keep rowdy youth busy in the cold New England winter months. They gave him 2 weeks, and he came up with a game called basketball.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Coming up, we're going to talk about Kansas University and their basketball team. David Bowie is also in Random Facts, and we'll talk about Silly String. That's all coming up. Three Random Facts to go.
There you go.
All righty, 7:22 is the time. Gulf States Mobility in Wetumpka is placed, coronavirus or not, they are open because the need for their services, and we hope, they hope you never have to call them for the reason they're in business, but they have to be because they provide people with the restoration of choices. Folks who have been in Iraq or had a very serious surgery who need to go home to a place that's not going to make the risk of worsening the injury or undoing the result of an operation by making it safely accessible. That's one of many things they do. They have ramps, rails, those types of things, chairlifts for stairs if required. It's all about safety and helping the person accelerate the recovery process to whatever extent possible with no setbacks. Other items that they do there, they equip at their workshop at 1647 Coosa River Parkway. Vehicles that operate through voice command technology, so many who have suffered a permanent loss of mobility can now drive again and take back control of their own schedule, which is so critical because the most important tool in their chest at Gulf States Mobility is the human spirit of independence. People, when they're faced with these circumstances, want to do as much for themselves as they can, and that's what Gulf States Mobility sets out to do with every client they work with, to restore as many choices as possible. Please look them up on Facebook and like them for the great work they do. Gulf States Mobility, 514-6590 is the number. 7:23, traffic, and then back with part two of Random Facts. And that will be followed by today's $10 Food Outlet Pop Quiz.
Good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have some congestion on the Northeast Boulevard between the Wetumpka Highway and Ware's Ferry. Little congestion, Troy Highway and the East South Boulevard. That's about it. I-65 and 85 looking good. The Boulevard, we got some cars out there, but everybody's moving along at the speed limit. Just please be careful. Buckle up. Any problems pop up, we will let you know about them right here. Invisible Fence is following all recommendations to sanitize and keep your pets safe. Everything is wiped down. Call Vicky at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. Keeping you and your pet safe, Invisible Fence. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
If you get hurt in a car wreck and the insurance company offers you a tiny check, say no. Call the Vance Law Firm now.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
What are the top five reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high traffic areas could generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Today is March 26th. Make up your own holiday day. Don't blow this, Shadow. It has to be a holiday where I get the day off but don't have to spend time with my in-laws. Think. Oh, I know. March 26th is New Year's Day. I'll be at home napping. Don't call me. Happy New Year!
And now it's time for...
Random Facts.
I was going to wish everybody a Merry Faxmas, but I've lost the sequence. And there's a good reason for it.
I suck at this job.
Did you know in the entire 120-plus year history of Kansas University's basketball team, there has been only one coach with a losing record?
Kansas State?
Kansas University's basketball team. That one coach, well, I've already talked about him so far. James Naismith, the inventor of basketball.
That's amazing. Wow, and to have a name recur in Random Facts and totally different, that's pretty cool.
Wow, that's a first, I think.
I think so, too.
Did you know David Bowie didn't actually do all the little crystal ball spinning thing that he did in the Labyrinth film? I don't know if you ever seen the Labyrinth.
I have not.
Anyway, no. David Bowie and his codpiece are in that thing, and... he does this thing with these crystal balls where he spins them, like three of them, and around in one hand, and then will let them travel across his hand and stuff, without, whatever. That was never him. That was an illusionist named Michael Motion, who was dressed in black and was standing behind David Bowie with his hands through whatever, doing the whole thing while filming. And finally, did you know that Silly String was invented to be used as an aerosol spray to create an instant cast on broken and sprained bones? It worked, but while testing out nozzles, they noticed it produced a 30-inch string. Or is it 30 feet? I don't know.
I think 30 feet.
Yeah, it goes way out there. This inspired the inventor to change the formula to be less sticky. He added color to it, and they marketed it as a toy. And that's how you got Silly String. By the way, military will use it to find tripwires as well, because it's light enough to dangle across the tripwire, but it won't trigger the tripwire. So, anyway, Silly String, there you go. Those are your random facts. Thanks for coming to my TED Talk.
No, we really appreciate it, Jay. Job well done. My brain is thinking through that last one about the Silly String. Seen one of our great warriors
pull out a can of Silly String.
Yeah, with all the equipment on.
Right. Hang on, guys.
The mask, the night vision goggles.
Anybody see my Silly String?
Yeah. And before you know it, the left will call it Assault Silly String, and they'll ban it from the stores. All right, it is right at 7:30 on News Talk 93.1 FM. The boys are going to be cooking up a pop quiz question for you. While I'm doing that, as we work to continue to help our local small businesses and our show sponsors keep the doors open, and that is the case with Brian Jewelry. And here's a way you can not only help yourself plan for the next occasion on the calendar, whether it's a birthday, Easter's coming up. If you go to their website, brianjewelry.com, take a look at what they have ready for Easter. Absolutely beautiful jewelry. Maybe you have an idea that you've always wanted to have made. You know, they do layaway at Brian Jewelry, and they also can arrange a Synchrony bank account at 0% for qualified customers, too. They do amazing stuff. They have been in Prattville since the time it was a tiny little town of several thousand people, and now it's a thriving metropolis, and they've grown right with it. But one thing's never changed, and that's that old-world professional jewelry skill. They can create it from scratch. They can help you design a watch for somebody, put a custom touch on it. And, of course, their selection is vast and very, very competitive. So when you're ready, go to brianjewelry.com. Join their club, too, and save $100 on your first purchase of $200 or more. Or stop by and shop. Obviously, they're following all the COVID protocols, COVID compliant, completely sanitized, and stop by and enjoy a visit in their shop at 1778 East Main in Prattville. And again, Brian Jewelry Outlet.com. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it is time for that $10 Food Outlet Pop Quiz question with Quizmaster Jay.
Well, little Richie Thomas from Ohio wrote in with some questions.
Really?
But I threw them away.
Yeah, I was going to say. they weren't very good today.
How long did Dr. Naismith have to invent the game of basketball?
Oh, there you go.
Very good. 272-9228 is the number to call. 272-9228. We're standing by to give you 10 bucks of free shopping at Food Outlet. 272-9228. And while Jay is queuing up winners, Mr. Sandman is awaiting us on this line. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Good morning. Okay, another day. We're still going to be open today.
Good.
Yeah, we are. Like I said, we don't have a lot of people in the store, so the odds are you'll probably be the only one in the store at the time, so don't be afraid of big crowds. You know, we're not a Walmart or a Costco or anything, but if you need a mattress, we've got a lot of really, really good mattresses, and we've got them on sale, and I'm, doing more discounts right now just to kind of keep the, cash register ringing. We've got salespeople who need to make commissions and stuff like that, so... come in to see us. If you need a good mattress, we've got the Certus, Beauty Rest, Jameson, my diamond floor samples. I still got a few of those I've got to close out. Lots of really nice things, inexpensive mattresses. I've got a twin set from Kings Down that originally was probably about a $700-$800 set when they sent it to the store that had them made for them. And, now I've got them. They're brand new in the bag, and they're $249 for the mattress, and it's a really thick, plush. Well, got a firm and a what I'd call a cushion firm. They call it a plush. Choose from, but fabulous mattress. It's far better than anything else in that price range. Got queens and fulls and other products. Everything's on sale, and beds and headboards and pillows. So, if I know a lot of people are hunkering down, and I certainly understand that. But if you need a mattress, we're still doing it. We're still delivering, and we're still, taking care of you. We're on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen, open 10 to 6, Monday through Saturday. That could change next week, but right now we're still going to go with that.
All right, let's get over there. I'll tell you what, with all the stress that goes with a time like this, especially doing what we do, trying to keep up on a story that changes minute to minute, my Jameson Latex has been my best friend. I have had no trouble getting that early afternoon nap in and getting a good 4 or 5 hours every night before we come in here. So, that might be the solution for those of you who are feeling restless. New mattress,
yeah,
for Mr. Sandman.
It makes a world of difference. A good night's sleep is crucial to your health.
And then celebrate your new mattress by picking up a cone at Dairy Queen. That's what I say.
That's why I have my store right across the street.
Right.
On Atlanta Highway. Right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
All righty. Let's go. Chris, a first-time caller.
Yeah.
Hey.
How are you?
Hey, good morning, fellas. Doing good. On my way into work this morning.
Now, you're a first-time caller, but how long of a listener have you been?
Probably the last few months. My fiance, she turned me on to you guys.
Well, great. Tell her thanks.
Been enjoying listening to you guys for a little bit.
And congratulations on the pending nuptials here.
Oh, thank you very much. I appreciate that, man.
Yeah. There you go, man.
What do you think? How long did Dr. Naismith have to invent basketball?
He had about 2 weeks.
That's correct. You got it.
How about that?
Awesome.
You've got a $10 Food Outlet gift certificate to enjoy. And now that you've broken the ice with us, we hope you'll be a regular participant.
Yes, sir.
Hang on the line.
I just noticed something on the news, and you're going to hear this today, and I hope everybody keeps it in perspective.
It's about the unemployment.
The unemployment number is at 3 million 3. Jobs 4 lost million. In the last week. This last week.
It's the biggest in U.S. history.
Where are the market features today?
I haven't. I'll check for you.
Stand by.
We'll check.
I mean, this is not unexpected because many, many places had to shut down immediately, and especially in larger areas where the virus has been,
Stock futures are down. It looks like 500 points, about roughly.
Well, we'll see how this news affects those. Anyway, we knew the number was going to be grim. That's still staggering.
It is a staggering number in 1 week.
This is why we hope there's some areas, Eastern American get back to work and start bringing that number down ASAP. 736. Let's see how Skipper's doing.
Well, hope you're having a really great Thursday. So far, traffic has been light all morning long. I-65 and 85, moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery. No issues there. On the Boulevard, some congestion. Troy Highway, East South Boulevard. Also, the Northeast Boulevard from the Wetumpka Highway to Ware's Ferry. Other than that, everything is looking good. No accidents into us to report to you at this time. Keep it here. We are on the job watching the traffic for you all morning long. At Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter, you can avoid the crowds. Tell them what you want. They'll bring the vehicle to you for your own private test drive. Call Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. They'll do the rest. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Just say no to the insurance company's tiny check. I'm Stuart Vance, and I'll make sure you get the money you deserve.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Well, you know, I just came across a story that begs the question.
What is wrong with you?
A woman coughed on $35,000 worth of goods at a Pennsylvania grocery store in a twisted prank.
You're kidding me.
No, it's from the New York Post. I had to throw it all out.
Yeah, sure. Wow.
Unbelievable. Steve, good morning to you.
Good morning, fellas. Just enjoying the morning, listening to the birds chirp and the sunrise here, and listening to, of course, the WATV.
Nice morning out there.
We appreciate that.
Oh, beautiful morning there. And I did have a question, though. If you could find out just a little bit more information, I heard late on the news last night that Maxwell went to what they called their health protection condition, Charlie, which I'm wondering how that affects, like, retirees, how that affects folks that just, just randomly access the base, you know, like for commissary
stuff like that.
Yeah.
I don't know. No, maybe
as the day goes on, if you can ask the question, yeah, or somebody will call in.
What was your source for that info?
That was the news, the evening news, 10 o'clock news last night.
All right, so
we'll see what we can find out about condition Charlie.
I know Colonel Parley, you know, he's got his hands full with the base and everything, and I guess they're taking every precaution necessary. But
right.
I thought things would kind of relax a bit, but instead it seems like things are tightening up more than relaxing. What do you think, Greg?
I think we're getting close to peak. I do think that.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think the peak is hitting right about now.
Somebody made reference about all the hospitals and all the beds and but there's 9 cases in Montgomery County, and most of them have been treated, released, and recovering at home. In fact, most people get this recover at home. It's the serious cases where they need the ventilators.
Right. I mean, I'm like you. I'm like, we've got to get the economy going. We've got to get small business back. And Easter is a great time frame, I think.
There's got to be a country to come back to, man. You think it's bad now with 3 million out of work last week? You want to hold that, or you want to see how many people you can put out of work by the end of May? Just keep it up.
Yeah.
That's why I've been on that. Thank you. And I think they're if they do it in a step-by-step phase in places where it'll be easier to restart.
What's it called again? Life at the Max?
We can get back to full steam. Jay looks
like so.
We got to get the forecast down at 7:40.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Well, the weather news is good, and it's really a sparkling morning out there, and I'm glad to say that. It's going to be an incredible March day today. It'll feel more like late May or early June with 89, I've got us for. That would break the record of 87. Sunshine dominates today. Clear tonight, low 62. Tomorrow, high temperature near 90. I kid you not. And the record is 89 from 1910, back when the Dexter Avenue Post Office downtown used to be the record-keeping spot for Montgomery. More sun tomorrow. Upper 80s Saturday. The record is 87. I think that's going to go. Risk of some thunderstorms perhaps Saturday night into Sunday morning as the next front moves through. Then we're in the upper 70s Sunday. We've got our eyes on next Tuesday and a storm system that could produce maybe a batch of severe weather here in Alabama, but that's a few days out. Right now this morning, with clear skies, calm winds, it's 57 at 741.
And Penny is on the phone. Penny, good morning.
Good morning. I just want to bring a healthcare perspective to our pandemic.
Yes.
I know it's killing our economy. However, it's going to last longer if everyone is not vigilant right now. And we so need your help in staying home and trying to prevent the spread. We just need your help. So don't give up yet and don't feel like you're ready to break out. Everybody is frustrated. Everybody wants to break out, but we don't have the final numbers on whether or not we're on the other side of the curve. And Alabamians are doing so wonderfully, and I'm so proud.
Nobody's telling them, nobody's saying otherwise, ma'am. I don't know what you're talking about. Why did you, what prompted you to make this call?
Well, I'm just saying that everybody's worried about the economy, and I totally get it. But it's going to, this pandemic will last longer if we don't all continue to stay vigilant.
At the rate this thing is passing, Easter seems like eons away, and I'm hoping by then we'll be able to begin resumption of regular activities in a good part of the country. It may not be possible everywhere, but the pandemic of poverty will be a lot harder to cure. And that's the reality.
Gotcha.
Thank you. And now this.
Business report. Staying indoors, maybe you don't need a car, at least not yet. Edmunds is predicting in March, auto sales will be down more than 35%. Automakers are offering incentives to get you to buy, everything from interest-free loans to several months of no payments. Today, we'll get a better idea of how the job market has been impacted by the coronavirus as the Labor Department releases the number of new unemployment claims for last week. Economists are expecting a dramatic increase. People are streaming more now that they're forced to stay in, but that is not translating into more money spent on advertising. Travel, hospitality, and real estate companies cut ad spending by more than 70% over the past week. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
How can a fully stocked restroom improve your image? How can serviced fire extinguishers or a first aid cabinet make your employees more prepared? How can comfortable work apparel make your business more productive? For over a million customers, the answer is simple. Cintas. Cintas delivers everything you need to open your doors with confidence. Because helping keep businesses well-equipped, clean, and looking their best, that's our business.
Oh, I'm ready!
Get Cintas and get ready for the workday.
My radio dial never strays.
What's up, G?
This show doesn't have a topic.
Those are things that you have to have as a human. Thanks for wasting my time.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. An urgent search is underway for a missing child in Lee County. 4-year-old Evelyn Beatty Sides was last seen in the 5,000 block of Lee County Road 66 yesterday. If you have any information, call the Lee County Sheriff's Office. The Alabama Department of Public Health has confirmed the first Alabama death related to the coronavirus. The Jackson County Commission says the patient was a part-time employee at the Jackson County Courthouse. Officials say the patient had underlying health problems and died at an out-of-state facility. And Baptist health officials say they've tested 221 people across their three hospitals for coronavirus. This is in addition to the 368 tests that have been performed at the drive-through clinics in Montgomery and Prattville. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
I'm here with Pam. You can stop waving, Pam. We're on the radio. At WinCreekCasino.com, Pam can play online for free to earn rewards. And we're here to help her use those rewards at any of our locations. Like right now, Pam is getting out of making dinner by receiving a comped meal. And even though you can't see it, she's really excited about the whole thing. Isn't that right, Pam? Now she's giving us a thumbs up. Be like Pam and play for free online. Find your winning moment at WinCreekCasino.com.
Most of us love to make buying decisions based on referrals from others. We've built our company on the compliments and referrals of our great customers. Hi, this is Terry for Weedman Lawn Care of Montgomery. Our golf course quality timed release products feed lawns for months, not days. We make your yard greener, thicker, more kid-friendly. Strive to be weed-free and do so with an environmentally sound approach to lawn care. But more importantly, you might want to hear what others say about their experience with us. Carlos C. says, Weedman prices for service are very competitive. The difference is you get the best service in the area. I highly recommend you call and get a quote from Weedman. Thanks, Carlos. Weedman is recommended by landscapers, golf course superintendents, and people like Chara S., who gushes. Weedman is very professional, timely, courteous, knowledgeable. I could keep going, but you get the point. I've used other lawn care services, but Weedman exceeds them all. That's quite a compliment. Go to WeedmanUSA.com for a free quote. Lawn care companies are not all alike. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. We have a new real estate class starting soon, and I'd like to see you there. This class prepares you to take the state real estate exam and get your real estate license. We have even had investors and other home buyers take the course to prepare them to buy a home. Whatever the reason, you will learn about real estate contracts, lease management, property law, closing transaction, appraisal methods to enable you to take the exam. Learning by doing, real estate scenarios, learning to increase your portfolio in real estate, investment sales are all part of this course. The cost is $375, which includes books and materials, practice tests, and quizzes. Interactive, live, classroom setting, located close to East Chase. Come join me. Bo Goodson for the Real Estate School, 551-0225, or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net. The class is filling up now, so you need to call soon, 551-0225.
Pay attention to what I say, and you'll do just fine.
My Bentley is covered with eggs!
God, we have fun.
It's hammer time.
Hi, this is Jan from Jan's Beach House. We opened 6 years ago and have always used Blue Water Broadcasting for our advertising. Rick and his staff are the best, and they're so easy to work with. Their advertising works.
This is Rick Peters, managing partner of Blue Water Broadcasting. Seems that all anyone's talking about these days is coronavirus and its impact on all of us. Think about that. No one is immune, especially local business. Local business that needs your support to survive. They're your friends, your neighbors, your colleagues. By supporting them, you support all of us. It's more important than ever that we buy local and support local. We're all in this together. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks, supporting local business.
How important is that? We just got the unemployment number for last week, right. 1 week, 3.4 million. That number's going to go up before it goes down. So restaurants that are hanging in there, went to Baumhauer's last night, if you can, and you can do takeout, please, let's help them keep their doors open.
Absolutely. Do anything you can to buy local and support local business.
Okay. We're going to take a little break from the coronavirus for Animal Story Simba. Because that's what we do here. It's going to be kind of a convoluted edition of Animal Stories. I had to stretch the soup a little bit here to get it done. True Tales from the Wild Kingdom. Wolfman, bring us to the vocal. I could have done better with that.
Well, that was close enough. That was a B.
Yeah.
It was a B plus.
Our
B plus.
Top story, Hey Diddle Diddle, a cat with a fiddle and a cow jumped over a stretch of highway in Virginia. That doesn't rhyme, but a cow jumped out of a cow took a flying leap out of a livestock trailer and went running down the roadway. Okay. Virginia Department of Transportation traffic cameras were recording Tuesday as police troopers and other personnel chased after the loose bovine on Interstate 64 in Chesapeake. The Chesapeake Fire Department said it took the combined efforts of firefighters, state troopers, and the Chesapeake Police Department to round up the animal after it ran down the interstate for more than a mile. It was really? A high-speed cow chase. The cow's run caused traffic delays on both eastbound and westbound sides of the highway. Investigators determined the cow had jumped out of the trailer after being pulled up by a pickup truck. The animal was not injured and was returned to its owner, where it will live happily ever after. Don't say that you love me. All right, Elton John, now how does he fit in? Honky Cat. Said I got to stretch the soup here, Jay.
What about Honky Cat?
Honky Cat will be hosting the first major COVID-19 benefit concert.
From his home?
Yeah, it's called the iHeart Living Room Concert for America, and it's airing this Sunday night on Fox.
Oh!
That's 9 Eastern, 8 Central. Among other performers announced, Alicia Keys, Backstreet Boys, Billie Eilish, Billy Joe Armstrong, Mariah Carey, and Tim McGraw.
All from other from their locations.
Is that right? Wow. Jackson Browne is one artist who will not participate because he did get the coronavirus, but he's expected to be okay. And repeating a story earlier, but it does involve animals because her dad was the crocodile hunter. Bindi Irwin.
Yeah.
Remember when that whole thing came down?
Yeah.
She was just a little kid. Well, she's a married woman now. Her fiancé, Chandler Powell, they tied the knot in the Australia Zoo where they just happened to live. Her mom, Terry, helped her get ready. Her brother, Robert, walked her down the aisle and they lit a candle for dad. They weren't the only ones there. A camera crew and the wedding will air as a special on Animal Planet.
Aww.
And those are your animal stories for today.
No, it's great. Hey, going back to what Steve had called in about, we had a caller call back to say that there's a website people can go to find out what's going on at Maxwell called lifeatthemax.us.
Okay.
And there is a whole category of service changes and closures where you can find business as usual, reduced operations, or completely closed. Again, that is
lifeatthemax.us.
Lifeatthemax.us.
Business as usual, by the way, is just the official mail center. Reduced operations are, there's a good list there. Closed is a pretty big list. Mm.
Again, that's why we got to, those that are trying to stay open, we got to help them. Oh,
the dog park is closed.
What? Our dog park?
No, at the Max, at Maxwell.
Oh.
No, Maxwell. Not ours.
Here's something that might bring a smile. Remember this guy?
Oh, my God. They said the coronavirus is coming. I got to get the gloves and soap. I got to get the gloves and soap. I got to sing happy birthday while washing my hands for 20 seconds. Whose birthday is it? They said the coronavirus is coming. I got to get the gloves and soap. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Are there germs in here? How do I drive? Oh, my God. They said the coronavirus is coming. I got to get the gloves and the soap. Oh, my God.
That's still funny. That is still hilarious.
It is. And guess what? Now there is a song. It's not Happy Birthday to help you wash your hands. Warning, it may be slightly irritating. Okay. Play, damn it.
Come on. Wash your hands.
Oh, God.
Wash your hands. Wash your hands. Wash your hands.
It's only 5 minutes
long. Grab some soap. Grab some soap.
No, thanks.
Grab some soap.
No, thanks.
Rub your hands. Rub your hands.
Rub your hands.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Play What the Fox Says. I'd rather hear that than that.
What the what?
What the Fox Says.
Oh.
That thing that I hated.
Gotcha. All righty then. It is 7:54 on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Good morning. What's your name?
Yeah, how much time I got left here? Get some time. Did you hear what Jeff Bezos asked?
No, I saw that you had something up there.
The world's
richest man
is asking the public to donate to the Amazon Relief Fund.
And what's the Amazon Relief Fund about? Is it for their employees?
To assist employees and partners, specifically those who are responsible for the necessary task of delivering products to consumers all over the U.S. How much is Bezos worth? Like $80 billion? Or, in fact, wasn't he expected to become the world's first trillionaire?
That's what I had heard. And before his divorce?
Asking for public donations has caused some backlash online. Quote, how is your company worth over $1 trillion and you want the public to donate to an employee
relief fund
as if Amazon can't pay their employees themselves? Listen.
This pandemic season, say you'll be the answer for a company that desperately needs your help. Won't you help Amazon? For only $13 or the price of a monthly Prime membership, you can donate to screwed over employees of this $1 trillion corporation. Right, Jeff Bezos?
What did you say? I can't hear you over my money counting machine.
With your donation, Amazon contractors will get the relief Amazon can't afford to give them. Relief like sick pay, health health insurance, and a 10% employee discount. Don't believe me? Then ask Alexa.
Help, I can't pay my rent.
And if you call in the next half hour, we'll send you a photo of a passed out Amazon warehouse worker and another photo of Jeff Bezos laughing on his yacht. So please, light a Kindle Fire under your butt and save the Amazon. Do it now, before their stock price drops a point.
He's worth $114 billion, right?
Believe that's that may be a low estimate.
Yeah.
Well, wait a minute. No, I'm sorry. He got divorced, didn't he?
Right. So he had to give away half.
So he had $225 billion.
Yeah. Now he's only got half that. Jeez, poor guy.
Jay, let's take a look ahead to our 8 o'clock hour.
All right. Coming up in the next 4 minutes. In 4 minutes, what do we have coming up?
We'll start with Fox News.
We'll start with Fox News. We'll do the weather as well.
Yeah.
Look how clear it is outside.
It's beautiful. Really nice. It's a really nice day.
Window to the world, basically, is when they do the live shot at WAKA.
Yeah,
we don't have a window in this room.
We don't.
WBAM has a window.
But, given the story we just did, I have an idea.
Yeah?
Jay Scott. Rich Thomas. We can't see the outside world from our studio. According to an engineering study commissioned a few years ago, for $80,000, we can have a window put into our studio. That way we'll know when it's raining. You'll know it, but we want to know it when you do. We want to be part of it. Make out your checks immediately to Blue Water Relief Fund.
Or better yet, just the word cash.
Okay, soupy sales. Some of you will know what that means and some of you won't. But since it is so nice, let's go into traffic with a little upbeat.
Fantastic.
Well, good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic, and well, we actually look pretty good all over the city right now. Around the boulevard, we've got just a little bit of light congestion. Northeast Boulevard from Ware's Ferry to the Wetumpka Highway. Troy Highway, the East South Boulevard, a busy intersection there. I-65 and